August 1, 1889. Ellen G. White. Perils now threaten the people of God, and what will they do? Can we not assist in lifting the standard and in calling to the front those who have a regard for their religious rights and privileges? God calls us to awake, for the end is near. The prophecies that show us the closing scenes of Earth's history are fast fulfilling. The time is fast approaching when we shall be made to feel the hand of oppression because we demand our religious rights. Shall we then dishonor God by keeping silent when His holy commandments are being trodden underfoot? We have been looking many years for a Sunday law to be enacted in our land, and now that the movement is right upon us, we ask, what are our people going to do in the matter? Do you realize that the night will soon come when no man can work? Have you that intensity of zeal, that piety and devotion, which will enable you to stand when opposition is brought upon you? We should specially seek God for grace and power to be given to His people now. God lives, and we do not believe that the time has fully come when He would have our liberties restricted. The prophet saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Another angel ascending from the east cried to them, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." This points out the work we now have to do, which is to cry to God for the angels to hold the four winds until missionaries shall be sent to all parts of the world, and shall have proclaimed the warning against disobeying the law of Jehovah.